you have chronic fatigue syndrome, and are you tired? And are you tired of being tired? Are you tired of being tired inside of your bed? Well, you can be tired anywhere, and it will probably help you. How do we go from this place to a tropical beach? And this podcast is about that. And I've said this already for quite a few years now. And in the beginning, people were like very much in resistance. Like, no, that's absurd. I'm so exhausted. How could I possibly go on a holiday? But slowly by slowly, things are changing. And it's starting to become a movement. So let me explain why this movement started and why traveling with ME/CFS is actually a good idea. And we have to go back in time to 2017. I had chronic fatigue syndrome for over 2 years. I was really miserable. At that moment, I did a Braimer training course, something that I would right now label as toxic Braimer training. Toxic Braimer training is a form of visualization where you actively imagine yourself to be in a better space. And sometimes you imagine yourself to be next to a lake or on a beautiful beach. And when I did those visualizations back in 2017 and where I experienced an improvement, I was so fed up with these brain retraining techniques, which stop, no, I don't want this, what do I want? And then to visualize myself next to a lake having fun. Or on a beach. I mean, that was quite a right to do that in the beginning, a week, where you do it like 20 times a day. But after a week, it gets so exhausted to just visualize something like that again and again. And I also experienced that these visualizations become less powerful because you sort of destroy them by associating your current state of life with that happy memory. Therefore, I was fed up and I thought at myself when I was imagining myself to be at a lake. I was like, wait a minute, there is a lake nearby. Why don't I just go there? And I had already some good experiences because I was so fed up with my bed and that room that in the months before that Braimer training course, I spent most of my time in the garden. So there was this garden chair where I could lay on and with some blankets, a hot thermal bottle. And I spent my days outside and I had a good time, although I had still had some fatigue. But I somehow broke this negative cycle of being inside of that room 24/7. And there was a lot to focus on instead of being in my own mind and my own negative thoughts. So I looked at nature, there were ducks. There were a lot of birds and ants. For the first time in my life, I actually took the time to listen to them, to be with them. And that's the best thing that you could do to calm down the nervous system, to be honest. Like, forget all the thousands of methods that you can do to calm down your nervous system. Nature. Being there. You don't have to do anything. Just observe. And you calm down. So I started feeling better in that garden to be fit enough to go to England, where I had this Braimer training course. A course that I don't recommend, by the way, but that's another story. In England, I was also at the beach, and I noticed that I was really liking it to be outside in nature, seeing some new places. It was really doing good to me. And at home, when I decided to go to the lake, I had a really good time there. Spending 2, 3, 4, 5 hours every day in a beautiful place, even when it was raining. I had a good time, much better than in my bed. But, I mean, this is nice, but probably not what you really want. So, how do we go from this place to a tropical beach? And as well, how do you go to that tropical beach without spending more money than you would spend at home? So I think it is a good plan to pace yourself, to expand your comfort zone slowly so that you feel comfortable and safe enough to make a next step. You can look at it as a stairs. When you're at the bottom and you would like to go to the next floor, then the first thing that you do is to take the next step. So what is the next step for you, and what is your stairs exactly about? What is your destination? Where would you like to go? Now, don't say I want to be completely healthy, because this is about traveling. And if you put if you sort of expect this magical moment where all your symptoms disappear for good, then I'm sorry to disappoint you. It doesn't work like that. It's like every day you can learn to deal with your symptoms in a better way. And slowly over time, you notice that your symptoms are getting milder and that you are more confident that you can release your symptoms via the release method, for example. That means that you have to embark upon your new life step by step, in small steps, slowly. And if you grow that energy of your new life, then slowly it will develop. It's not like you become a millionaire tomorrow out of the blue. No, there are some steps in between. So let me explain you the steps that I recommend to clients. And right now, I think it is between 100 and 200 ex-clients that did this and had positive results. Results that they probably did not even hope for or dream for. But it is possible to go on holiday and that after 3, 4, 5 days, all your symptoms disappear. That's the power of brain retraining. But not brain retraining in a way where you make yourself crazy with all these stops and loops and visualizations, but brain retraining where you take yourself out of a negative place into a more positive environment. So the first step is to be inside of the garden or on the balcony, or maybe open the window and be as close as you can get to the outside world. The second step would then be to prepare yourself a little bit and to go outside, like the garden, but also a park bench, a park, a little forest, a creek, a lake, etc. And then maybe the next step could be that you go and visit family or friends where you can have your private room, where you can be tired, where they won't judge you and where you don't feel the pressure to perform or to be somewhere else where you are not. Preferably these people live somewhere close to nature. The next step is to go on little activities, soothing activities, to go, for example, for a massage or something that I really liked in my time. I always went to family and friends in Germany. And in Germany, a lot of towns, they start with the word Bad, which means that they have sort of thermal pools in that village. And you can rent a room there and you can go to that spa and have a good time there in the hot water, in the special water. Really relax and maybe go outside a little bit and be in nature. By now, you should have built up some confidence. Your comfort zone should be much, much bigger, but also you have probably dealt with a lot of fear already that you had to go through when you were expanding your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is bigger, and your dream is to still go, like me, to a tropical beach. So right now, it's the time to find flight tickets. What I did is that I subscribed to a service that was called Jack's Flight Club. And Jack's Flight Club gave me every day one or two updates about cheap flights that I could have from the nearest airport. The first time I used this was to book a ticket from Munich to Bangkok. I wanted to go to the island of Koh Chang. And I didn't feel that great, but I somehow knew it was going to be all right. I could do this. Then I think it was like 4 or 5 months later, I had to go to the flight. I was actually in a crash because of all the fear and packing the suitcase and the stress that came with it. So I entered the airplane in a crash. I felt absolutely horrible. It was 10 or 11 hours of pure horror to go into that airplane. But I just decided to do it anyway. I mean, like, what could be so bad? I mean, I could have had a crash in bed. I've had them numerous times. They always passed. So I was bold and brave, and I took the flight. And when I arrived and had to go through customs, I felt horrible. So after that, I just took a taxi. I dragged myself out of the airport. I immediately drove to a place where I could sleep, a place where they had a restaurant nearby. And I stayed inside of that room for, I think, 2 or 3 days. But then, you know, like, I hear nature, I hear the birds, I felt the warmth. So let's go outside. And I did, and walk a little bit. And I felt much better just because of that. And then 2 or 3 days later, I booked the bus trip to go to that island. After a few days on that island, 90% of my symptoms were gone. This is like brain retraining on steroids. Instead of imagining these kind of worlds and environments, you just go there despite the symptoms. But, you know, one of the problems that you might think about is money. We all have this idea that traveling is expensive. So I paid for the plane ticket just a few hundred euros. And that might sound a lot, right? Like, whoa, that's quite a lot of money. And if you are there, you know, you have to rent accommodation and buy food. So everyone thinks that you'd spend more money there than you would when you live, for example, in the US or the Netherlands, where I come from, or Germany. But I always made sure that, even including with the flight ticket, I'd spend the exact same amount of money. That doesn't mean that I can be picky, because, you know, there wasn't any financial space to be picky. So I had a cheap flight ticket, and I stayed in cheap places for longer periods of time, because it's cheaper when you are there for, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks. I wasn't in the prime location, so it was a bit cheaper, a bit older. It wasn't that nice. There were no bed bugs, so I was lucky. And I ate food where the locals were eating. I don't want to say that I'm like a cool traveler who hangs out with the locals, because I didn't really hang out with them, but I ate where they were eating. So I could eat for $1 or $2 a day. I could sleep for like $2, $3, or $5 a day. In total, after staying like 1, 2, 3, or 4 months somewhere, it becomes just as expensive as being in Western Europe. I mean, at home, it was winter, so not a nice time to be inside of your bed with the doors closed. There are costs, you know, like heating or electricity, food. It doesn't have to be more expensive than to stay at home. But I mean, if you are picky and if you want to go fancy and expensive to luxury resorts, then that's not possible if you're on a budget. That was my first trip, and it gave me confidence. When I came home, it didn't last long before I completely declined, and I was worse than ever. I really fell down into that hole, that pit of darkness and misery. My symptoms started amplifying, and I was again in that room, stuck. Misery, nightmare. So nothing resolved itself. That's why brain training is nice. It can take you out of a negative cycle, but it doesn't resolve anything. But it can give you confidence, and it can give you a better time than to be in that negative pit. As I was lying there, I was already planning the next winter, another cheap ticket. I was in contact with someone in Canada, and I wanted to visit Canada. Around 9 months later, I flew to Canada while I had a crash. And as I was staying there, I started improving again, because I was interacting and I was having a better time than being on my own. And after a few weeks in Canada, I flew to Mexico, which was actually amazing. I arrived again in Mexico in a crash. I stayed in Playa del Carmen in a house nearby a supermarket. And after 3 days, my symptoms again disappeared. I booked a bus trip to a place called Bacalar, which is a beautiful lake in Mexico. And it has around 20 colors or shades of blue. It's absolutely stunning and beautiful. In the environment were so-called cenotes, which are cave systems underground, full with water. And you can jump in it, dive in it, do snorkeling, see all kinds of fish and plants. It's like a beautiful, fertile place with magic colors, good weather, feeling good. I felt amazing. No symptoms whatsoever. I came in contact with some friends, some people that I had a really good time with. I think it was only like a few days later that I was on a bicycle cycling around 10 kilometers or 7 miles, having the best time of my life. This is possible. This is the power of brain training. So I had a really good month in Mexico. I learned a lot. I had some really cool interactions with people, but eventually I had to go home. So I came home and slowly my symptoms started appearing again, started getting worse and worse. But I really knew what to do. And in the summer, I decided to go to Germany, and there was a lake in Germany, and I could rent a cheap Airbnb there. As I arrived, I was again in a crash, completely tired and exhausted. But 3 soothing days together with a friend near that lake, and all my symptoms were gone again. It doesn't resolve anything, but it gives you confidence and it makes you able to break out of a negative pattern. There is an important thing missing in this, and that's releases. With releases, we find the underlying emotion that the brain perceives as a danger. We connect with it, and as a result, we immediately experience an increase in symptoms. And when we go all the way after doing some preparation work that's possible, symptoms can vanish and disappear. At a certain moment in your recovery journey, you are not going to be afraid of symptoms anymore. Instead, you're like, come to me. Overwhelm me. Let me show myself what I'm made of. And try and find the underlying emotions that the brain perceives as a danger. And try as best as you can to connect with it and to feel it through so you can become once again symptom free. So before, we didn't do any of this resolving stuff. Before, we were just distracting with traveling. But when you combine traveling with releases and you can start living your life, like really, you can start working again, you can engage in social activities, and that doesn't mean that you won't have symptoms anymore, because preferably you will get symptoms. So you get another opportunity to feel something through and to release something and to empower yourself step by step by step by step. The release work is not about getting rid of emotions or to drown yourself in all these negative emotions or to punish yourself or something like that. It is to combine a life of beauty, ease, something that makes you feel good, together with triggers and emotional releases so that you become all right and okay with symptoms. But brain retraining is a powerful tool. And it is right in a few things. And one of them is that we need to break a negative cycle. Like we just have to do it. And if you are able to do that and you can experience that 80% recovery, what people are talking about a lot, just like that, you become empowered. Symptoms don't scare you. And if fear is perceived as a danger by the brain, then all of a sudden you reduce the secondary symptoms and secondary emotions by 80%. And then you just have to deal with the rest of it, 20%, let's say like that. So in the release program, we then prepare the brain for to go into these emotions such as fear, shame, disgust, guilt, you name it, to normalize them so that we can actually consciously experience those emotions instead of being in the freeze mode all of a sudden when an emotion hits or when a trigger hits us and an emotion was there. So to summarize all the trips that I did while I had chronic fatigue syndrome, let's start small. I went a lot of times to spas. I went to lakes. I went to family and friends in Europe. I had a car that was unused most of these years. It was just waiting for me, and I managed to travel 1 or 2 hours. So every trip that I had was divided by like 1 or 2 hours of traveling and then a nice place where I could spend the night. And after many of these trips, I went to Thailand, to Koh Chang, and to Phuket, where I visited a friend. It was an amazing trip. The second big trip that I did was to go to Canada and Mexico. And I had an amazing time, especially in Mexico, where I could swim in the cenotes and in the Bacalar Lake. It was absolutely amazing. And the third trip was a 3 or 4 month trip that I did to Sri Lanka. And that was the moment where I could finally leave my chronic illness outside of myself. I don't know how to put that. Because then I really got confidence in how to do it. So I started working and I started having a life again, even though at times I still had symptoms. And sometimes I still have symptoms. Like now, many years later, last week I had a symptom. Last week, I, for example, had concentration headaches after being involved in a birthday party. It took me 24 hours before I could release it because I thought it was real, but it was just another mind-body symptom. I cried a little bit. Symptoms were gone. It works like that for me because I'm experienced in the release method and I'm prepared for all these emotions. And if you're unprepared and have little or no experience with releases, then it doesn't work that immediate. Then, you know, you just need to do the program and maybe within a year you'll be able to experience these results. So I hope I have inspired you. Let me know in the comments what your stairs is about. What are all the steps that you can take? What is the first thing that you could do? And where would you like to go for multiple months? Because it's cheaper when you're somewhere for many months. Let me know. And I wish you a beautiful stairway to your travel destination and a beautiful healing journey. Thank you very much.